Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 259 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, I'm going to share a little update on Alex, some fun news. Melanie's going to tell us all about her weekend in College Station and her time at the A&M Auburn game. And we're going to get an update on Mabel. We would love for you to go by our Amazon shop to check out some of the stuff that we really like to use. You can do that at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And as always, we're so happy you're here. And we hope you enjoy episode 259. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, we have a large development in the Hudson home.
What? Please do tell. I'm so excited.
Well, that sounded really like I had some news about a pregnancy or something, didn't it?
We've discovered a new potato chip.
That would also qualify.
Yes.
Alex has decided where he's going to college.
Oh, hold, please. Well, I am thrilled.
Yes. And you know this already, but
I do, but I'm so excited.
Yes. And so this is a long story and I won't tell the whole thing, but essentially he got his acceptance letter to Samford this past Monday. And about 4 minutes after we got the acceptance letter, I said, "So is that it?" And he said, "That's it." And so I paid the deposit and he is locked in. That is where he will be for the next 4 years.
That is so exciting.
Yes. We're so excited for him. Everybody, I think, expects that he would go to state. And as you know, that has been a whole thing over, we visited Samford last February. He did not want to go. He said he had no interest in going to college in Birmingham. Mm-hmm. And then we went on the tour and I watched him walk away from me and move to the front. And he said after he just had a feeling about it. Uh-huh. And then we went to state and we toured and he loves state, but I think he just, for whatever reason, he saw himself at Samford. And so, we were coming back from the College World Series this summer and I said, does this change your mind at all? And he said, no, it doesn't.
Okay.
Which, as David always says, he does not second guess himself and he is really decisive. So he said, well, we're always going to love Mississippi State. It's mm-hmm. just going to be a little different than we thought it was. So
yeah, that's right.
He's headed to Samford. We went to preview day this past Saturday. We had a great time. And just so excited for him that he knows and that we can check that off the list. So
isn't that the best feeling?
Yes.
I remember, like, 'cause this was about the same time Caroline last year found out she got into A&M and it was like housing deposit paid, new student conference signed up for, done and done.
Right.
Like there's so much going on senior year. It's like to have that figured out just feels like such a huge relief.
Yes, it does. It feels like such a relief and it feels good to have it settled. It feels really good. When we went to preview day, we were kind of towards the end of our time and I just kind of looked over at him and I said, is this confirming to you? And he said, it is very confirming to me. So
it's so good.
It's really good that he knows that he knows. I feel great about it. David feels great about it. And that's what he's going to do. He's going to be a bulldog, just a different bulldog than what
a different bulldog, but
than
listen,
what we may have originally expected.
Hey, but that's the way, I mean, you know, and it's so interesting because I think, you know, Caroline ended up at A&M, which of course I love, but I'm like, but it's because A&M was the best thing for what she wants to do. Like,
yes.
You know what I mean? It's legitimately like it was still the best school for her to end up because I would have wanted her to end up you know, wherever was going to be the best school for her to be. But I think that's the most important thing, you know, like they've got to be where they're going to find their people and their thing and all that stuff.
That's right. So he wants to major right now. He thinks he wants to major in sport administration. And so they had career day at school. Again, you know all this, so
yes,
sorry for repeating, but they had career day at school about a month ago, and he got to go shadow at the SEC for the day. And Samford has an amazing program with sports marketing, sport administration, and all that stuff. And I don't know, that also to him, I think, was really confirming. Not that he can't get to college and change his mind, or that the Lord won't move him in a different direction. But right now, in terms of kind of how he's wired and what matters the most to him and all that kind of stuff, I think he's found a really great fit. So we're excited.
That is so exciting. That is super exciting. And I'm assuming that you stopped by the bookshop and got some spirit wear.
Oh, did we ever get some spirit wear? I loaded him up, and he actually, I think he left today in workout clothes because he had football workouts first thing. But I did see a Samford sweatshirt, I believe, and the stack of clothes he had over his arm.
Nice.
So yeah, I did. I got him some things, and it was kind of, you know, it was a whole new deal because I've only ever bought him maroon and white. And
yeah.
And so he has some Samford wear now, and I think he's going to love it. So I think it's going to be a great fit for him. And they won their first round of playoff games this past Friday night. So they have second round coming up against the number one seeded team.
Ooh.
I know. So it's going to be a big one. But it's going to be fun.
Friday night?
Mm-hmm. Friday night.
Friday night. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
If you're looking for ways to skip the trip to the post office and dodge all that hectic holiday shopping traffic, why not save time and money with Stamps.com? Stamps.com lets you compare rates, print labels, and access exclusive discounts on UPS and USPS services all year long. It just makes sense, especially if your business sends more mail and packages during the holidays.
Whether you're selling online or running an office or a side hustle, Stamps.com can save you so much time, money, and stress during the holidays. We have enough to worry about with packages and wrapping presents and decorating the tree and all those things. And Stamps.com takes one of the huge things out of it because you don't have to make trips to the post office. You can access all the post office and UPS shipping services you need without making that trip. And you get discounts you can't find anywhere else, like up to 40% off USPS rates and 76% off UPS. Stamps.com is a no-brainer to me. It saves you time and money, and it's no wonder why nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com.
Save time and money this holiday season with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code BIGBOO for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code BIGBOO.
I'm going to tell you, and I'll back up on my weekend, but when I left Caroline this weekend after seeing her, she hugged me and she said, okay, I'll see you Thanksgiving. And I was like, oh no, Thanksgiving. And she was like, in 2 weeks.
Yep.
That's in 2 weeks. And I was like, how are we already here? Like, it's gone by so fast.
It's gone by so fast. And I remember my friend Heather telling me, back in the summer, she's like, you're not going to believe how fast his senior year goes.
Uh-huh.
She was not kidding. And, you know, no. And I think football season always moves pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Because you just kind of measure it game by game. But I cannot believe we're so close to Thanksgiving. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just right here.
It is crazy. Yeah, I know. It's going to be here. Like, I was just sitting here thinking about it today because I was like, we've got to kind of figure out what we're cooking and what we're doing and what's happening, because I'm like, we're going to look up and it's going to be Thanksgiving. And that's just crazy. And then to think that, like, Caroline will come home and then she really goes back for 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, and then she's back home for a month.
That is bananas. She will have her first semester of college behind her. And when you think about how long we anticipated it, the fact it's almost over. I don't think anything goes faster than college. I really don't.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't feel like, of course, I was there for 5 years.
Sure.
I didn't feel like it flew by for me, because when I look back at my college years, I lived about 74 different lives throughout that 5 years of college.
Right.
So
Seasons. Uh-huh.
So I look back, to me, I think what's weird, and even when I go back now, is what a huge part of my life College Station feels like it is and was, when I think that I only spent 5 years there.
Right.
Like, I feel as connected to College Station as I feel to San Antonio. And I've lived here now for over 25 years.
Right. I feel the same way about Starkville. I feel just as connected to Starkville as I did when I was in college. Like, yeah. I think you just, it gets way down deep in your brain. It goes, it makes a deep rut in there for sure.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. Because I think those are your first years of like, you're an adult. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you're doing adulty type things.
For sure. Yeah. You go to the grocery store for the first time and that kind of stuff.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So,
okay. What about y'all's weekend?
Well, so I went up Friday to go to the, so, you know, I don't know if you know, but A&M and Auburn played this weekend.
Yes.
And I don't know if you know, but A&M won.
Yes.
But anyway, I went up for the game. So I went up on Friday because my friend Tiffany, is a real estate agent in College Station, and she was going to show us a couple of rental properties for Caroline to look for a place to live next year.
Yes.
And so I was just like, you know what, since I'm going to be in town anyway, let's just go look. And I'm going to tell you, we went to the first house, and you know this, we went to the first house, and she said, and it's this, you know, cute little rental house, 3-bedroom. And she's like, we have to knock on the door because the tenants may still be here. Mm-hmm. Should the students don't necessarily feel the need to leave, you know? Mm-hmm. And so we knocked on the door, and I'm going to tell you that we walked into what was essentially a frat house situation. I'm going to say that there were two shirtless college boys lounged out on a couch and a lazy boy, that I came face to face with a really promiscuous Bud Light girl hanging on the wall.
Okay.
It was like, oh, this takes me back. I'm going to say somebody had a crossbow in their bedroom right next to an array of Jack Daniels bottles.
All right.
I was like, and it just smelled like a college, like it immediately took me back. I was like, I'm at the KA house circa 1990. Like it just, I was like, oh. And then I did appreciate that one of the boys did have a Yankee candle burning in his bedroom, which I feel certain his mom brought to him last time she came.
She did. She did. And that may have been the first time he lit it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because it was brand new. It was brand new and it was burning and it was like a seafoam green color. And I thought, he didn't go buy this Yankee candle. His mom brought this and said, this house stinks.
That's exactly right.
And so we looked at that one and pretty much ruled it out. And then right after that, we went and looked at some other places. And one, then I was like, this is the difference. Cause we walked in, it was all girls that lived there. Their beds were all made. They had a diffusing a lovely scent. Like it was clean. You could tell they had cleaned up for the real estate agent. So needless to say that place looked better, but it's funny those grown-up conversations you have. Cause what Tiff was trying to explain to Caroline, she was like, all these different places are managed by different property managers. And she was like, and you want to make sure you have a good property manager who you know is going to come fix things if they're broken.
Oh, that's
you know?
So and true. So she,
And I could tell Caroline, and she said, and so the ones that are leased out by the good property managers are going to go faster. So you kind of need to jump on it. And I could tell Caroline wasn't getting it. And I said, this means if your air goes out, that somebody's there that day to fix it. Mm-hmm. And Caroline was like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to text everybody right now. I was like, yeah, this is the stuff you need to learn. Like, you know.
And so y'all found a place.
So we found a place. So I think we've narrowed it down to two places. Okay. And I think she and her roommates are going to decide which two, but I'm great with either one. I said, this is your decision at this point. Y'all decide. So we did that. And then, I dropped her off at Texas Barbecue. I did not go this week, because I knew that Marty and McGee from the SEC Network were going to be there filming the class.
Which is so fun.
A segment on their show, which was so fun. And so, they did that. And so Saturday morning, I spent the night at Honey and Big's house. Caroline and I went out to dinner Friday night. And I have to tell you, just, I know I'm talking a lot, but we went out to dinner Friday night. And like, just listening to her like talk and like tell me about what's going on. Number one, getting to go to dinner, just the two of us, because I'd offered to take friends. But just to hear her, and I'm like, it's a thing with Alex and Sanford where I'm like, this is where she's supposed to be. Like this,
that's the best.
Like everything has just fallen into such great places for her, for like what she's doing and the friends she's made and the stuff she's involved in. It's like, it's just a perfect fit for her. Like she's just, I was like, I couldn't ask for more.
So good.
So good. And then, so anyway, so that was it. Saturday morning we got up, I was at Honey and Biggs. We watched Caroline on Marty and McGee.
Caroline is the SEC spokesperson. I feel like at this point, she's been on SEC Network more in the past 2 months. I mean, she's been on there at least as much as like Tim Tebow has. She's it's every other weekend she's on the SEC Network.
She's coming for you, Laura Rutledge.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we laughed about that. She said she probably would have preferred to not be in a hairnet on the SEC network. But I mean, what are you going to do? You're pulling pork. It's food prep.
That's right.
So that was super fun. And then Gully drove into town and we went to the game, which was, I'm going to say, a nerve-wracking game.
It was a low-scoring affair the first half.
It was a defensive battle. And this is those low-scoring games, you start to feel like this game is going to be won by some fluke play. Like neither of the offenses could really get a lot going in the first half. And I thought, this game is going to come down to somebody getting a break and having something happen, which fortunately went A&M's way because Bo Nix fumbled the ball and Mike Clemens picked it up and ran it into the end zone, which we about lost our minds. It was like
we did too. I mean, we did too. I can't, it's just always fun for one thing, any kind of like fumble recovery, touchdown, pick six, always extra fun. So, but especially in such a low scoring game.
Yeah.
Happy to see somebody cross the plane in the end zone.
Yes. It was like, good night. It was like, I hate a game that's all field goals. I mean, I get it. And I was thinking, but I was like, this is terrible. Mm-hmm. I hate this. But I have to say our defense played lights out. They were unbelievable. Hey, it's me here to tell y'all about Rothy's. Y'all, it is almost the end of 2021, and with the year we've had, nobody has time for uncomfortable shoes, and that's where Rothy's comes in. What better way to welcome fall weather than with new shoes? From their best-selling round and pointed toe flats to sneakers made for any adventure and loafers made for moments when comfort is a must, Rothy's has everything you need to start fall on the right foot. Plus, they have spacious, washable bags that are perfect for carrying all your essentials. Nothing says fall to me like soft, plush merino wool. For the third year in a row, Rothy's is launching an exclusive autumn collection featuring washable merino wool styles. They're incredibly comfortable, they're cozy, they're 100% machine washable. Plus, they come in a variety of colors, patterns, and styles. I have the flats in green botanic camo. I was hesitant to get a flat because I rarely find one that fits, but from the first time I put them on, I felt like Cinderella. They are perfect. Plus, I get so many compliments on my cute shoes. And Rothy's are fully machine washable. You just toss them in the washing machine whenever they need a refresh. And Rothy's has a newly launched men's shoe that are intentionally designed with an artisanal level of detail and created with nearly zero waste. They're durable, they're washable, they're better for the planet. Plus, rigorous testing during R&D results in a perfect fit wash after wash. To help you welcome fall season with all their great styles, Rothy's is doing something special. They gave us a chance to share this super rare opportunity for a limited time. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/bigboo. That's rothys.com/bigboo. Head to rothys.com/bigboo to find your new favorites today.
Well, my friend Amy was at the game. I told you there were a lot of people I knew, from a lot of Auburn fans from around here who were at the game. But Amy said it was the loudest place she'd ever been. She said everybody was so nice. That they had the best time walking around on campus and that everybody was so welcoming and so great to them, despite the fact that they had all their Auburn stuff on. But for sure, the loudest place she had ever been.
I love that. I'm telling you, like after it was over, I looked at Gully and I was like, I can't hear. Like my ears are ringing. And I, you know how it's like when you have a cold and everything feels real stopped up and you think, am I screaming?
Right.
Like, am I
right.
screaming? Because I couldn't like even hear myself. It was so loud, but I think it's because it was such a defensive game. And, you know, Kyle Field gets so loud when our defense is on the field.
Right, right.
But it was fun. And then we went, so then after the game, Jackson and Caroline met us and we went and met some old friends. So I'd gotten in touch with this old friend, Beth, had messaged me on Facebook. And so we hadn't seen each other in 30 years. And so we went over to her tailgate and it was so fun to like catch up with her. It was like no time had passed. You know what I mean? Like we started talking and you're like, well, this was why we had so much fun together 30 years ago.
This is why we were friends. This is why we hit it off.
Yes, it was so fun. Yes, it was fun to see her and catch up. And then in the bad news of the weekend, Gully's oldest son, his truck got towed. And so we had to leave the tailgate early to go get his truck from the tow company.
Of where he was parked?
Yes, because of where he was parked. But I'm going to tell you that I have a grievance because where he was parked was across the street from where he lives, from his house.
Okay.
And so he said that they say on game day, you can't park on that side of the street. And he said, it's my fault. I knew I shouldn't have. But I'm like, it feels like there should be some allowance for, like, if you live on that street, because all the cars of the boys that live at his house can't fit in the driveway. Mm. So it just felt like to me, like, don't we have bigger fish to fry on a game weekend than Goodness. Going and towing some poor college kids?
Goodness.
So I know. So that's how we found ourselves in downtown Bryan at 9 o'clock on a Saturday night, getting the truck out of the tow yard.
Well, at least they were open.
Yeah, I know. We were thankful for that. So we were able to go get it. And of course he felt terrible, but we were like, you know what? It happens. It's, you know, it is what it is. So we had to go take care of that. But other than that, it was a delightful weekend. It was super fun. And it was a great weekend because that's the last game this year. I don't think I'm going back for the Prairie View game. So it was a great note to go out on because that's the first time we've beaten Auburn at Kyle Field since we joined the SEC.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, we've never beat them on our home field. Well, so it.
Listen. That's a big deal.
Yeah, it was a huge deal. So it just feels like, well, and I think when you see this team, and I just, there's so many things I loved, and I'm going to hit two of my highlights, is number one, when A-Chain, who's one of our top running backs, he had a great run, and it looked like he was heading for a touchdown, and then he fumbled the ball, like Auburn knocked the ball, and he fumbled the ball, and he just, like, fell on the field, because mm-hmm. I think he was just so frustrated and obviously disappointed or whatever. And our defense came mm-hmm. and got him, and they picked him up, mm-hmm. and they were sure like, we've got you.
That's
we've
exactly.
got you.
Yeah, like in his face, like, mm-hmm. and you know that kind of stuff, it fires me up. Like,
yes, yes.
I love that kind of thing. But I thought that was incredible. I think that's a great indicator of what your team culture is when something like that happens.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, I think we can win out. Like, this is a good team culture. And, you know, I love a good team culture. So I thought that was amazing. And then I'm going to tell you that Zach Calzada,
He's won you over.
I'm not going to say that he's the best quarterback that's ever been at A&M, but I'm going to say he's the toughest quarterback maybe that's ever been at A&M. Because I'm telling you, that kid, when you watch the close-up, because I came home and rewatched the game last night, and when you see his shoulder and the pain that he was in.
He was in so much pain. And then when I don't know how they even got him in that contraption they put him in for him to go back out there. I don't know how he lifted his arm to throw the ball, much less throw it accurately.
I mean, I don't even understand. I mean, like, so dadgum tough. And Zach Calzada, all the love for you. I'm so impressed with you. I'm impressed with your grit. I'm impressed with the way you've stepped up. I mean, he came in during the Alabama game after he'd been hurt, and he's still wearing a knee brace from that, and now he's got his arm. But I'm going to tell you that under his helmet, he had on like a Mr. Miyagi, like Danielson headband, and I don't think that was a coincidence.
Okay. That's what I'm telling you. Okay. So, bless him. Bless him.
I know.
Well, so, State did not have as successful a time against the University of Arkansas. And
but that game, that Arkansas game.
I'm telling you, you cannot look away. You cannot ever take it for granted. Now, we could not get anything going offensively in the first half. So the fact that we came back and took the lead and made it so competitive at the end, but we missed 3 field goals in that game, which would have been a nice enough, a big enough margin that we would have won if we had just made one of them.
Yeah.
So Mike Leach is apparently having open tryouts. He said, just show up at the office and they'll take a look at you. See if you can. And listen, there's nobody I have more sympathy for than kickers. I mean, it's just because you don't have the spotlight. And then, man, you have 50 spotlights on you. So one really, I thought, encouraging thing was, though, at the end of the game, when we missed the field goal, Arkansas's kicker ran straight over to our kicker who missed the field goal and walked off the field with him, like talking him up, which was really sweet to see, you know, cause I think kickers know what that's like. And so he got a pep talk from him. So that was our I don't know, big life lesson moment.
I was going to say the sports, all the love for the sports.
Yeah, for sure. So, but I mean, I was proud of how they played. I think Fayetteville's a tough place to play.
Yeah.
And Arkansas is never out of any game ever. No. They never go away. And so, I don't know. I was proud of what they did. I know they were disappointed to not win, but
yeah.
But it was good. We spent the morning at preview day at Sanford, so I didn't see really anything until I got home and sat down to watch y'all's game and our game. I just flipped back and forth between those two, but I don't know. All in all, it was not the best day of football for Mississippi State, but always fun to watch football nonetheless.
Yeah, I'm going to say it was a better day for Mississippi State than it was for Florida. I'll tell you that.
Well, that is accurate. That is accurate. Yeah. And man, that was something. The Florida-South Carolina game was something.
That was something. Well, we've almost made it to another holiday season, and with that are sure to come some uncomfortable moments, whether it's being asked about your dating life by your grandmother or your jeans being too tight after eating too many sugar cookies. We are bound to feel a little uncomfortable. But with Third Love, comfort is always a given. The holidays can be hectic, stressful, or downright uncomfortable, but this holiday season, you can give the gift of comfort with Third Love, your one-stop shop for all the women in your life. Third Love has ultra-soft loungewear for mom, fun sleepwear sets for your sister, premium activewear for friends, and luxe intimate sets for that special someone gifting. Third Love means giving joy and feeling good in all-day wear that hug better, hold stronger, and support longer. Or you can treat yourself to comfort. Give yourself what you really want this holiday season. That's what I do. Third Love obsesses over every stitch in their underwear, loungewear, and activewear. Putting on your essentials feels like indulging in yourself every day. Third Love makes it so easy to find the best size and fit for your body. They have a fitting room quiz that helps you find the perfect size and style, and they obsess over each stitch so you never have to think about how something feels, looks, or wears. While trends come and go, Third Love has always stayed true to one notion. They do comfort, you do you. I'm most excited this holiday season for their washable silk pajamas to both wear and give as gifts. It's so easy and they feel amazing. Third Love stands behind their products, and if you don't love it, exchanges and returns are free for up to 60 days. Feeling is believing. Upgrade to everyday pieces that love your body as much as you do. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order at thirdlove.com/bigboo. That's 20% off at thirdlove.com/bigboo. So that brings me, I'm going to go ahead and go into my side eyes
okay.
of the week.
Okay. Hey, I thought Hazel was wanting to leave, but she's just talking to me. Okay.
I'm going to say my first side eye of the week. This one, 3 weeks running, Dan Mullen.
Okay.
What are you doing, Dan Mullen? And now you fired your defensive coordinator, and I don't think that's the answer. So I think sometimes you look inside yourself to see what the answer is to your problem. So that's one.
He fired the offensive line coach too. John Hevesy.
And that to me is always, and you said this, but to me, when you start firing your assistant coaches, that's a Band-Aid for what the real problem is. Like you're just slapping a Band-Aid on a big gaping wound is what I'm going to say.
Yeah. I don't know. It's so weird. I'd be curious to dig into all that to see what's going on because they've certainly got the talent. No doubt about that.
So there's a culture problem. So, and I think that starts from the top down. I'm sorry. It does. In every organization, top down. Is what I'm going to say. Number two, I'm going to continue for the second week running Cincinnati. You almost lost to Tulsa. I was praying that you would lose to Tulsa. I feel like at this point, SMU beating you is our only hope, but I'm like, Cincinnati, I do not believe that you're the number two, number three, number 10 team in the nation. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You're just not. Mm-hmm. It's a different deal. So
it feels like to me, if this should hold into the playoffs, it's going to be ugly. Like I don't know how you play Georgia, you know, or whoever it is you play first round of the playoffs when you're struggling week after week.
Yeah. But on that note, I'm also going to give it a side eye to Alabama this week.
Okay. I felt like that was probably coming.
Listen, LSU had you. I mean, you did not look like Alabama. They didn't look like the number two team. And I do get some of the, now listen, I say this because I have stake in this, but the fact that Alabama, like you think they're the number two in the team in the nation, but they were beat by an unranked team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their loss was to an unranked A&M team, which granted has come alive. And I think frankly is probably the second best team in the country right now, second to Georgia, but the point is Alabama lost to them, and then they had a very poor showing against LSU. And I just have some questions, okay. But I think in Alabama's like an Ohio State. We're just going to put them up there no matter what they do. So
yeah, LSU, I mean, really could have had every opportunity to win that game, and mm-hmm. and so much credit to them for hanging in like they did. I mean,
yeah.
right down to the very end, they,
mm-hmm.
they could have won.
Yeah, they really could have. So it'll be interesting to see, because I think the Iron Bowl is going to be really interesting
this
year.
I do too.
So we'll see what happens. And then my last one this week is to SEC officiating.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to tell you that I know that if you didn't watch our game carefully, but in the third quarter, we were down at the goal line and we got two false starts that Jimbo Fisher later said was because Auburn was mimicking our snap count, which, as you remember, we got penalized for doing in the Alabama game, but they didn't penalize Auburn for it. And that's a problem. And Jimbo said that he would be calling the office okay. today. Okay. He would be calling the office today. And I applaud that. I see you, Jimbo Fisher. I appreciate that.
There's been a lot of that this season. A lot of, mm-hmm. I mean, State had against Kentucky, we had so many false starts. Mm-hmm. And that's what Mike Leach said was happening. So that's the trick of the year right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's dirty pool. Mm-hmm. Dirty pool. Don't do it. Don't do it. So that's it. Now for my ICUs.
Yes.
These are very self-congratulatory technically, but
should I stop and put the A&M fight song in the background? I may do that for this part of the festivities. I've just dun 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 dun. Anyway.
I've already talked about it, but number one, I see you, Zach Calzada. Mm-hmm. I see how tough you are. I see how you have just carried this team, and you have done such a good job, and you pop your shoulder back into place, and I just right. admire that grit. Mm-hmm. Number two, I see you, Isaiah Spiller. Listen, he ran for over 100 yards and didn't have a touchdown this week to show for it, but I still think, why is he not higher up in the Heisman hopeful list? Because I think he is the heart and soul of our offense this year. So good. And number three, I see you, Aggie defense.
Okay.
You are playing lights out. They're playing so good. They totally shut down Bo Nix. They looked unbelievable. And so back when we were in school, we called the Aggie defense was called the Wrecking Crew. That was right. the original Wrecking Crew. We were the Wrecking Crew. This defense, over the years, we've always been like, is this the Wrecking Crew? Everything is, that's the gold standard. I'm going to say this Aggie defense is the Wrecking Crew.
Well, my goodness. My goodness.
They have earned it. We used to have a Wrecking Crew chant. I think the students need to bring it back. I realized that chant happened before any of them were even born. But it's time. It's time, because this defense is so good.
Okay.
So those are my ICUs. Listen, they're all about A&M this week. I apologize. I'm sure there are other ICUs.
Well,
I'm selfish this week, and that's where I'm going.
The heart wants what it wants, right?
It wants what it wants. Hey, it's me. I want to tell y'all about Ana Luisa Jewelry. That's A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A. Ana Luisa is a jewelry brand that believes that how they create their pieces matters just as much as why people wear them, and that luxury shouldn't be defined so narrowly and designed for so few. Ana Luisa Jewelry is jewelry you can feel good about wearing, and you can get 10% off their jewelry when you use the link in our show notes. Trends come and go, but quality remains and is good for the environment. Ana Luisa Jewelry is designed by a team of designers based in New York and crafted in vetted factories around the world. They're intuitive, they're thoughtful, they're the perfect pieces to live in every day. Ana Luisa, that's A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A, metals are noble and recycled whenever possible, and their gemstones are transparently sourced. They release in batches every Friday. Every piece is put through rigorous testing to ensure their quality is unmatched. They use chemical, physical tests, and on-site inspections to guarantee their metals are always safe, nickel-free, and hypoallergenic. And did I mention that you can use the link in our show notes to get 10% off the entire site? Their designs are contemplated with all sizes and styles in mind, from the perfect gold hoops to personalized jewelry and gemstones to pearls. No matter the time or place, they've got you covered. For this holiday season, Ana Luisa has the perfect gift from everyone, from the trendy teen on your list to classic styles for your mom or mother-in-law, with fair prices that start at just $39. Y'all, that is a great deal. They release new collections every Friday, so there's always something new and fun on the horizon. Just visit shop.analuisa.com. anaisa.com/bigboo. That's anaisa.com/bigboo. Go treat yourself or your loved ones and use the code BIGBOO to get 10% off. I absolutely recommend them. They're a great brand. They're making beautiful, sustainable jewelry, so go check them out. Again, that's shop.anaisa.com/bigboo with code BIGBOO to get 10% off.
Okay, so what's going on with Mabel? Tell us about how she's doing.
Mabel, listen, she's sleeping right next to me as I record. She's in her bed. So she finally came home on Wednesday. I was able to pick her up. I got her home. She immediately had an allergic reaction to something, and I had to take her back to the vet because her ears were swollen.
Oh, my word.
And hot. And so we had to go back and do that. So she had to have all these steroid shots and Benadryl and all this stuff. And so,
but did then she, when you pulled back up to the vet, did she just talk? I mean, did she just say, like, no, I'm not doing this?
She freaked out. Like, it was the worst. Like, she freaked out. And like, the nice thing was, is our vet was like, you can come back with her. So I was with her the whole time, but it was like, she was not having it. Mm-hmm. Like, she was shaking. And here's the worst part is because of everything with her stomach, they're like, you really need to keep her calm. And I'm like, okay, well, this is not. I'm going to tell you, by the time we left the vet, they had given her a steroid. They'd given her major Benadryl. We were told to give her more Benadryl when we got home, and they had given her some CBD. And I'm going to tell you, it didn't even touch it.
You know, I'm familiar with that. I live in a similar situation. And so, where modern medicine can handle some things, and then other things, it just, maybe it can't. Maybe it can't get it done.
Can't. But then Thursday was a cold, rainy day here. And I had really, Wednesday I'd had the longest day. Like, it had just been a long day for a million different reasons. And so Thursday I was like, I'm not even getting out of my pajamas today. Mm-hmm. Like, it's cold, rainy. I'm staying home all day. And I'm going to tell you that Mabel curled up in a ball next to me and did not move.
Like, sir,
I think she hadn't slept really in a week, you know? And I think plus she was coming off of all of her drugs.
Yes.
She was as hungover, as hungover it could be, but curled up and slept. And then Friday, Perry took her to the ranch because I left, and then Perry took she and Piper to the ranch for the weekend, and she did great.
Good.
So, so our big thing is she still looks a little skinny, so we're trying to get some weight back on her. But she is eating. I mean, she's back to eating. She's back to her normal energy level. And so Mabes has, listen, it's like Perry said, if a pack of javelinas didn't take her down, she isn't going to let her stomach take her down.
Mabes has rallied.
Yeah, she's rallied. So she's back and she's good. I'm so glad.
Yay.
I know. So, is it time for five favorites?
It is time for five favorites.
Okay.
My first one, y'all know I love Brooks Running Shoes. They're my favorites. And I have been a strong and steady advocate for the Brooks Adrenaline. It has been my go-to for years. And I say for years, I mean like for like 3 years. But I have, we're about to get into some meemaw talk here.
Okay.
I have had, since I was in my 20s, I have neuromas in the bottoms of my feet. I don't know if they're from all the years that I took dancing. I don't know why I have them, but like, you know, just like nerve clusters. And so sometimes they bother me. And I think because I've been walking even more than usual since I've been home, you know, from, I'm not going to work every day. And Hazel and I have been like, you know, hitting the trails. So they've been a little aggravated. So I don't know, not too long ago, I was like, I think I want something, just an alternate shoe that's a little cushier, that's just got a little bit more padding. Because the Adrenaline's pretty structured, which I love because it keeps my heels feeling good.
Okay.
So, but I got some Brooks Glycerins is what Brooks Glycerins. And they're so comfortable. They are so cushy.
Okay.
It's like walking on an air mattress, but they're supportive. I mean, they don't, you know, it's not like they're unstructured in any way, but I love them. And the pair that I got, I just sort of, I don't know. I was like, why not? I'll just, they're black and they have a green leopard print accent. They're, and they're really cute because a lot of the stuff I wear when I walk is gray or black or whatever. And I kind of like having that little pop of fun on my feet. So,
okay. Love that.
I'm a big fan. And the laces are cute too. But more than anything, my feet feel great when I go walking. So they're fun to alternate with what I normally wear. The second thing you have seen in person, but it's a cowl neck tunic top that I ordered from Anthropology.
I think
when I saw you, I had ordered one, but I hadn't gotten it in yet. Well, it came in. It's good and long. So it's great with super skinny jeans or with leggings. I wore it to our football game this past Friday night. I just put a tank top on under it. Because, you know, stuff like that can get kind of staticky sometimes.
Yeah.
And wore it. And it was so comfortable. It's so soft. It did not peel at all, which sometimes stuff like that does. I love it so much. I wore it again to Sanford preview day the next day. And I ordered a second one. I love it that much because it's such a good thing like to throw on if you go walking, but then you need to go somewhere, you can throw it on with your leggings or whatever. It's so cute with skinny jeans and booties. Like it's just versatile.
Okay. And what color did you get? What was your other color?
I got the blue because
I think that's real pretty.
Yeah. It's because I saw it in person and I was like, I like a softer blue color and the sleeves are real cute. Right now my big thing is I don't want wind to get up under my clothes. And
understandably so.
The sleeves are elastic about halfway down the bottom part of your arm, and so, which is a cute little detail, but also keeps the air from flying up. I don't know. So I really, really like it. And I know it's $80, which is a lot for a sweater, you know, that kind of sweater.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to wear it so much, it's going to be worth it. So,
yeah. Well, and I think the fact that you can dress it up or dress it down, it really is versatile. Like it really could go either way. So that makes it, because you could easily just wear it with leggings and tennis shoes.
Yes, you absolutely could just wear it with leggings and tennis shoes. So
yeah.
It's great. I love it. I think I will wear both of them a ton this winter. And it also, there's not a whole lot of stuff that's tunicky. You know, they're kind of hard to come by. So to have something that's basic that you can dress up or down, I think is a win.
Yeah.
The third thing, man, do I ever appreciate this time of year. We've talked about this before. Y'all know we love Hummingbird Farms, but their lavender citrus heavy cream, this time of year when it starts to get cold outside and you just feel like you need a lot of moisture, it is so good. I love it so much. And I thought the other day, I thought I don't want a winter without this in it. You know, I really love it for my legs and arms and it's delightful. So
yeah, it smells so good, but it really is. There's nothing to me that's as moisturizing as that.
I know
that is the best one.
It's the best one. It's so good. Mm-hmm. The fourth thing is something that I just happened across last night. I had watched football some late yesterday afternoon, and I wanted to watch something, but I wasn't really necessarily wanting to watch a show. And I saw that there was a new Oprah conversation on Apple TV Plus, whatever it's called. And this one is with Will Smith. Let me tell you something. It was fascinating.
Okay.
It was so interesting. He has such an interesting perspective on things because of how he grew up, because of his career in Hollywood. It got deep. It got real deep, their conversation did. And she said he has a new book that comes out tomorrow. It's Monday right now. Comes out tomorrow. It's called Will. It's his memoir that Oprah said is the very best memoir she has ever read.
Oh, wow.
So I ordered it.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
I know. I'm excited about it. But I just found his outlook, the way that he processes things, he's just interesting. That's the best thing I know to say. And as I was watching, I was like, my friend Casey would love this. So I texted her and I was like, hey, here's this Will Smith interview on Apple TV. Anyway, she texted me this morning and she was like, I just finished it. I think I'll probably watch it again. His perspective on marriage, and you know, they've been through stuff and he didn't really get into all that, but his perspective on marriage was something that I have thought about all day. So anyway, I'm not saying that, that everybody will agree with everything he says, but I am saying like he just was it made for a really compelling conversation. So not for children, but really, really fascinating.
What really is for children these days?
This is exactly, you know? This is exactly right.
Very few things. Okay.
And then my last thing is, for some reason, again, I don't want wind to get up under my clothes. I know we're in a weird place with the skinny jeans right now. People are wanting to tell us that we're moving toward boot cut and all that kind of stuff. But I'm going to tell you, I've been really grateful for the skinny jeans over the course of the last week. Cause you know what doesn't happen? Wind does not get up underneath them. And so plus with my new little tunic, they're real cute. So there is a pair of skinny jeans. You know, I love cut from the cloth, and the Donna high rise ankle skinnies are on sale right now in the regular sizes. The plus sizes are not on sale, but they're a great looking pair of just black. And Melanie has told us the black jeans are important right now.
They are.
They're a great pair of basic black skinny jeans. So cute with whatever kind of shoes you like to wear. Sneakers, booties, flats. The sky's the limit with your shoe options. But anyway, I think they're a great option. And I think the cut jeans are just some of the very best. So
I wore skinny jeans to the football game this weekend. I wore them with tall boots. To me, I'm like, skinny jeans are a thing. I mean, listen, I applaud everybody with their mom jeans and all the different cuts of jeans, but it's a time for jean freedom. And so
that's right. Walk in jean freedom, everyone.
Yes.
I'm this kind of the same. Like, I don't want to have to. There's just something about a skinny jean when you're trying to stay warm that feels a little bit more substantive than leggings. It's practical. They're practical. They look really cute with boots.
And they look good right now when we're wearing like our big sweaters and all that kind of stuff. Like, I don't want to wear like my baggy, like, and I have some baggier jeans, but I don't want to wear those with a baggy sweater.
Right.
Like, you've got to have right proportions on balance. Top and bottom.
You got to balance. So if you're looking for a great pair of black skinny jeans, and I will say, I think you were right with your assessment of the importance of the black jeans in the jeans landscape. These are good ones.
I think they're a must. I think they're a must. So that's good. Well, those are very good five favorites.
Thank you. You know.
You're so welcome. Listen, thank you. No, thank you.
All right, everybody. Well, we'll be back next week with more developments. State plays Auburn this weekend.
A&M plays Ole Miss at Ole Miss.
So we'll have some things to talk about is what we're saying. We'll have
I did just see on Twitter a little while ago that Lane Kiffin was praising A&M, saying that he thinks we're probably the best team they've played. And Billy Luigi from Tex-Ags came on and said, this is rat poison. This is rat poison. Don't buy into it. Which I appreciate.
And game day is going to be in Oxford. So
yeah.
It'll be an Oxford big time environment for sure.
Yes, it will. We'll see what happens. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
All righty, y'all. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye.